You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Office of the Children's Commissioner has released a report today regarding major changes to the state care and youth justice systems. Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft wants to see a phase out of youth justice residences and have community group homes in line with kaupapa Māori approaches replace them. I spoke to Andrew about the report. I began by asking why the state care system in New Zealand needs to be overhauled.
Well, it's undergone progressive transformation, and our series of annual reports put the care system under the microscope, and we talk always about how we can improve and do better. So I'd see it as an ongoing process, and this year we've made some key recommendations, which I can talk to you about.
Yes, could you tell me what those recommendations are?
Yeah, the first is that the big residential institutions, of which there are nine and five are care and protection, where kids haven't done anything wrong, but they just can't be looked after by their own families, and four are youth justice. We're saying really those big residential institutions should be phased out over time. The tide has gone out on their use in much the same way last century as we discontinued orphanages. So we believe we should discontinue the practice of aggregating challenging children together, congregating them in the same big residence. We think that should finish, and we should have smaller scale, community-based, well-supervised residences. They work better, and we hope that the big institutions which take 30 or 40 young people, we hope they can be a thing of the past and be phased out pretty quickly. Secondly, we identified 21 key experiences for all the 6,000 children in to take care in New Zealand. And we hope in particular, given that two-thirds are Māori, that there can be much greater efforts made for Oranga Tamariki to partner with Māori and to develop new care initiatives with iwi and Māori organisations. So that's the thrust of our report. Close down the big residences, work more closely with Māori.
So just a little bit more about, working more with Māori. I know that it sort of talks about a kaupapa Māori approach to a state care system. Could you tell me a little bit about what that would look like?
Yeah, at present, to be frank, it's essentially a Pākehā European system with add-ons for Māori. What we're saying is that we should now comprehensively redo things so that we are handing care and responsibility for the children in state care to iwi and Māori organisations to partner with them, resource them, develop new initiatives. I mean, a great example is today in Ngāpuri, Kaikoi, a new remand service is opening, even better than a group family home, a small home. It's a one-on-one placement for Māori, Ngāpuri young people before the courts, instead of being remanded into one of these big four youth justice institutions, they are being placed in individual family homes with wraparound 24/7 supervision. Now, that's the way forward. That's what we're talking about. What it would look like is exactly that, Māori delivered services.
With creating more sort of a Māori formulated state care system, is the reason for that is because Māori are, there is a higher portion of Māori youth committing high risk crime. What does that mean for those young offenders that aren't Māori? Are they also expected to do well under a kaupapa Māori approach?
Yeah, I don't think we're saying an entirely kaupapa Māori approach, but we're saying for those at least two-thirds in the care and protection system and three-quarters in the youth justice system, if we're being faithful to the Treaty of Waitangi and the principles under that treaty, then there's got to be a pretty radical shift in the ethos of delivery. But we are not saying a Māori approach for every young person, but we are saying a Māori approach for every Māori young person. And that, as I say, is up to three quarters of the system. In terms of youth justice, about 20% overall of the under 18 population are Māori. About 50% of those who are apprehended are Māori. 60% of those in the youth court are Māori. 70% of those in custody are Māori. And of those remanded to police cells, 80%. So it's a huge overrepresentation. That's what's got to be addressed.
And are we saying with this change, it will reduce those numbers, do you think?
That's the aim. Yeah, and for the first time, the legislation, the Oranga Tamariki Act, makes explicit that that agency has to drive down that overrepresentation, has to report annually on progress, and has to develop new initiatives with Māori to do that. So this could be a sea change. I guess it was dreamed about in 1989 when the system was first developed. It was implicit in that system, but it was never delivered. It never eventuated. This new act that starts with effect from 1 July next year will put significant new obligations on the government service to do better for Māori. So yes, I think it will change things significantly.
Do you think that this sort of change is something that will have nationwide support, or do you think some people in New Zealand may still trust an institutionalised justice system more than a community-based supported system for high-risk youth offenders?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. Make no mistake, we're not saying for youth justice that there won't be a place for these effectively youth prisons. I'm in this side of heaven for the protection of the young people and the community. It will be needed, but our point is for youth justice, it won't be needed nearly so much. There are too many kids on remand in residences, 80% or so, who don't need to have the key turned on them. They don't need to be in custodial cell-like environments. They can be dealt with in the community safely and securely. I hope the community does get behind it because, you know, for the long-term good of our country, that is the way forward. It's a cheap and superficially attractive option to congregate challenging kids together, but it's not, shall we say, a recipe for enduring success. Long-term, it's going to cost us more that way because it's not working sufficiently. We've got a lot better chance spending the money up front with good community-based facilities, turning lives around, than we have with the current system. That's our hope. Won't be perfect, but it will be a lot better than what we've got now.
How quickly do you think this sort of change can come into place?
Well, we've been talking about it for a long time. The encouraging thing is it started. The new Oranga Tamariki, and I applaud them for this, are starting to develop a suite of community-based homes throughout the country. There's 8 or 9 of them. We could do with many more, but I don't have the power to close them down. That's Oranga Tamariki's decision. It's a matter of urgency. We can't wait much longer, and I'd like to think they could be phased out over time and phased out pretty quickly.
I mean, just finally, why should New Zealanders back this sort of state care system change?
Because in the long run, it will do better for our children who are in it. The real hope for enduring change in a young person's life is better delivered in these sorts of community homes that we're talking about, and where necessary, still the youth justice prisons. That's where the change is more likely to take place, where young people are kept close to their parents in their region with facilities available, with access to state education, well supervised, with good clinical input, a 24/7 wraparound service. I'm excited by that vision. That is a better vision for our children. If we don't buy into it, we run the real risk of just the same old, same old, with one of the highest rates of imprisonment in the world. If we want to change that, we've got to be thinking about how do we extract children and young people from that awful phrase, the criminal justice pipeline. I mean, it's not inevitable. And if we're serious about making a change, this is the way.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.